10 is bringing us some amazing games. I am so excited for this Friday night. Huge games going on in the West Valley 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, kind of 6A too as well. They have Pinnacle coming into town over in Anthem. A lot of fun this week on the Best in the West podcast. We are talking the oldest rivalry, not just in the West Valley, but one of the oldest rivalries in the state of Arizona, Cactus and Peoria. Head coaches Joseph Ortiz and Will Babb will join us here on the show on this week's Best in the West podcast for Sports360AZ.com. I'm Devin Henry. I might sound a little bit different this week. You know, it's good old fall. It's good old October. And trying to get over, I don't know if it's a bug or not, but, you know, plenty of you guys are dealing with it here and there once we hit this time of year and we're heading towards Thanksgiving and Halloween and, you know, trying to fight off a little bit of a throat issue. But I'm here for you guys and I am ready to knock down this door of rivalry Friday night. We have a longtime rivalry. We have a rivalry that might be the first of the edition Centennial Sunrise. That might be a really fun one. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, but let's focus on this big rivalry game. Joseph Ortiz is his first year as the head coach of the Cactus Cobras, the first new head coach at Cactus since Larry Feckenheuer took over in 1985. Meanwhile, Will Babb, he's coached Peoria for 7 years, and he won this rivalry game in the state championship in 1987 as the Panthers quarterback. A lot of big storylines, and also you can listen up to more on this rivalry. I went and talked to both coaches last week, and you can go check out on Fox Sports Arizona, Brad Sesmatz, Football AZ throughout the week, and hear more on this story. Also a story out there on Sports360AZ.com, but let's jump right into this. Now join us here on the Best in the West podcast. In his first year as the head coach as the Cactus Cobras, it's Joseph Ortiz coming off of an intense victory on senior night against Coconino. You guys are now 7-2 on the season. In your first season as the head coach, of course, you've had longtime Cobra right-hand man Brian Bellis with you, but what has been the transition like to your head coaching position now?
Just sustaining the season and keeping the kids motivated and aware of what's going on with playoffs and, you know, what's at stake for us moving forward. That's all kind of new to me, to keep these kids motivated on a consistent basis and, you know, just the grind of a season. You know, we give them weekends off and we do a lot of walkthroughs just to keep their bodies fresh. So I think it's been worked out. I think it's worked out pretty well. I know the coaches here that have been here before said it's been great just having that time to get these kids rested and not grind every day. So it's been good. It's been a good transition as a head coach. You know, I learned from one of the best in Eddie Zuby. So I just kind of did what he did at Higley, and it's been working over here.
Well, looking at some of your kids, of course, you're headed on the offense by the junior quarterback at the helm there, but Connor Quartz went down a little bit earlier this year with an injury for a couple of weeks, and it was your senior Zach Kolop who stepped in. The receiver starts passing the ball, starts running the ball, and he threw a touchdown, so got to say it's pretty impressive, but he's getting it done offensively. He's getting it done defensively, and then on defense too, Matthew Herrera has been fantastic. Had a fumble recovery for a touchdown, great pressure. How has the senior class here helped you transition, and also this whole team, to their first new head coach since 1985?
You know, they bought in right away to, you know, what we were trying to do and, you know, the fast pace. And I know they like being on the field. So not having, you know, just one side of the ball players has been really, really good for us. And, you know, having our best players buy in right away and call up in Herrera and, you know, even Riley Williams, and they've just been great. And, you know, everyone just kind of rallied behind them and knew that it wasn't going to be as hard as a transition as people thought. You know, at the end of the day, it's just a game of football, and I came in here just to take a job. So they've done great, and we've been rolling, you know, 7-2 in our first year with, you know, playing tough against South Point and tough against Desert Edge and having the chance to win those games. And, you know, we're really close. I just hope we can knock that door over soon and make a good little run in the playoffs.
And looking ahead to another big game that you guys are going to need to play tough in, it's rivalry weekend. That Cactus tradition against Peoria first started back in 1978. What are you expecting? Has the administration told you anything? Have your staff members told you everything? Have the students came and told you what you should be expecting this Friday night?
Yeah, craziness. You know, they said the stands were full by 6 o'clock, you know, so I miss that buzz of a rivalry game, and to be a part of one of the best rivalries in the state is going to be fun to be a part of. You know, it's just fun, you know, to having that rivalry game and just feeling it's a different buzz in the atmosphere for sure. And I'm looking forward to being out there Friday night from start to finish. And, you know, they're a really good team and they're really well coached over there. So it should be a great game.
And looking to not just this week, but also the tournament in mind, because you guys are sitting in a really good spot right now. What does this team need to do to make some noise in this 4A conference tournament this year?
You know, just not shoot ourselves in the foot. That's kind of been our Achilles heel all year with, you know, keeping teams close that we feel shouldn't be close and losing games because we just shot ourselves in the foot. I think that was the case in both our losses. And if we can eliminate those mistakes and errors and turnovers and penalties, we have a very good chance of making a good run in the 4A playoffs.
Coach Ortiz, best of luck to you in the tournament. Enjoy this rivalry Friday night, 33rd time against Peoria. You're going to have a great time, win or lose. Cactus Peoria is always fun. So best of luck, Coach, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now to look at the other side of this Cactus and Peoria rivalry, we're going to talk to the head coach of the Peoria Panthers in his seventh year. It's the head coach, Will Babb. You guys shut out Lake Havasu last week, 8-1 on the year. Now, you used to be the Panther QB. You won the state championship in 86 and 87. And so you're constantly helping your junior quarterback, Kyle Samford. But how has this quarterback position changed in Arizona high school football over these last few decades?
You know, I think there's just a lot on quarterbacks in general. They're kind of an extension of the offensive coordinator. You know, when I played, you basically, they gave you a play and you ran it, and there wasn't a whole lot of checks and things like that. So I think the decision-making piece is what's really changed for a quarterback. They have to, you know, if you have a quarterback-heavy offense, basically it's going to go through them every play. You better play well.
And looking at your guys' offense, it's almost ironic. Last year in this Cactus-Peoria rivalry, Cactus kind of won based off of their really good run game. And this year, it's going to be Jawan Price running the turf for you guys, who has been so fantastic this year. But how important has this senior class been to your guys' success in 2018?
Well, for us, I mean, they're going to set the tone. The biggest thing about our senior class is you know, we get some guys that come in here and play youth football and not a bunch. I mean, they play in different areas. So we have a lot of guys that are new to football. So I think as coaches, our job is to teach them the X's and O's, but how it's done the Peoria way that we rely on our upperclassmen, our senior class, those type of guys. So just their leadership, I think, is the biggest thing. Their work, their approach, their work ethic. There's a Peoria way we do things, and they're just kind of passing that on. That's the biggest thing.
And looking ahead to this Friday night, you guys are trying to bump up and get that first round home tournament game. What do you guys need to execute this Friday night against your rival Cactus at home in order to get you guys up into that top eight position and have a home round game in the first round?
You know, I think we need to play some pretty clean football. We need to be fundamentally sound. You know, it's week 10. They know what we do. We kind of have a decent idea of what their base is as well. So for us, it's about who can execute, who can take care of the football, who can tackle, who can block. I mean, it's the fundamentals. I mean, that's what's going to get it done for either side.
And you've been around this rivalry a long time. Like I mentioned, back in the 80s, won it as a quarterback on the biggest stage, the state championship game. You probably know the most about this, along with former head coaches, Coach Clapp and Coach Feckenheyer. But, you know, looking at this rivalry, what makes this so special compared to other ones in the state, like, say, Saguaro Chaparral, Brophy St. Mary's, or something like Chandler Hamilton?
You know, these are the first two schools in the district as far as high schools go. And like I said, I told you when you came by the other day, the thing that made it unique is when Cactus opened, it actually opened on this campus. You know, anytime your, I guess, community is split because when they built Cactus, half the kids went over there, half the kids went over here. I mean, it's a, you know, it's kind of like a little family feud. I think that's the biggest thing. And the thing that makes it a little bit different is that it all started in one place. It all kind of started together. So, you know, you can get some geographic rivalries that start to pop up, you know, because you're a couple miles down the road. But this was basically a whole city split in half when these schools were kind of divided.
Well, Coach Babb, you guys are looking for another fantastic year, another great record you guys are going to end up with either way. And best of luck to you guys in this year's rivalry game against Cactus, and also looking ahead to this tournament, Coach.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you for all you do.
Hey, absolutely. It's a really fun time. I really appreciate your time. So much fun talking to Coach Babb and Coach Ortiz these past couple of weeks now, getting ready for this rivalry game. It's really cool to get not just great students over there, both at Cactus and Peoria, but also, you know, both head coaches. So thankful for their time and really appreciative of them letting me in and kind of go on over to both schools. And you heard Coach Babb talking to me earlier this week and how the school split. Like I said, you can go and watch Brad Sesmat's Football AZ on Fox Sports Arizona throughout the week to hear more on that story. Also a post on sports360az.com to hear a little bit more of the stats and figures of this 33-match rivalry that is now. And always a ton of fun. And this game will also be broadcasted by Peoria's Student Broadcasting Network, their division of the seven-school PSBN. So that will be a lot of fun to be able to go and watch that. I'll be on call for that game. So that will be so much fun calling. I think it's my fourth or fifth Cactus Peoria game. So that will be so much fun. And like I said, you guys can always go to the website and check out more. But let's move things on over now to another rivalry that will be possibly forming. When you look back, like kind of like what Coach Babb said, when you have a program or a school startup that comes from another school, you usually get that city rivalry. And, you know, not to the effect of Cactus and Peoria, but that's what happened when Liberty and Sunrise happened. Liberty essentially took a class from Sunrise Mountain, and that's what created the Liberty-Sunrise rivalry. And for a couple of years, that didn't happen anymore because Liberty got too big, went up a conference. And what ended up happening was Liberty created a new rivalry with another school in Peoria, Centennial. And that hit its climax last year in the state semifinals in the 5A conference. But now Liberty's moved up to the 6A conference. And so Centennial's still in the 5A conference. But Sunrise now, the former yet still rival of Liberty High School, has moved up to the 5A conference. And this might be a brand new rivalry because these guys will meet year after year now. Sunrise versus Centennial. And these Coyotes, your defending 5A champions, are just so dang good. They've only allowed 48 points in 9 total games. And when you look, oh my gosh, I love this stat. When you look at Sunrise Mountain, obviously the big key is the offense. Keegan Freed, the Air Force commit, is just so good. He has thrown 31 touchdown passes. He has ran in 10 touchdowns. Therefore, he has almost the amount of touchdowns that he is responsible for than Centennial has points allowed. 48 Centennial points allowed, 41 total touchdowns by Keegan Freed. I absolutely love that stat. This offense is so electric with Jay Anderson catching balls from Keegan Freed, or Freed just running the ball all by himself. But Centennial has only allowed one team to score double digits on them this year, and that's not Bishop Gorman. That is Castile back in week zero. And this will be really interesting to see if Centennial can easily put down the Mustangs. I think people are sleeping on Sunrise Mountain. I've said that so many times on this show. Sunrise is still not a top 8 team ranked right now. I don't understand why. Sunrise is a very, very good team. Their only two losses coming to a team like the state runner-up Williamsfield earlier this year. So, you know, their losses have been quality losses, dare I say that. But this offense is so good by Centennial. You also have Eric Haney along others with Toei Walker running that offense. And, you know, there's so many things. Jonathan Morris will probably come back in this game after missing their shutout against Raymond S. Kellis. This might be a brand new rivalry. Two Peoria schools not that far away from each other. And if this is a good game, and maybe they meet each other up in the 5A state tournament as well, I think that this might be an instant classic. And Sunrise will have two rivalry games on their schedule every year, Liberty and then Centennial. I'm really excited to see what happens with that. But that is all I have to say with the rivalry stuff. I want to talk a little bit about the conferences too. I was on AZ Audibles this week with Haley Stasiak and Eric Sorensen. Yeah, I'm really starting to feel like part of the family over here at sports360az.com. I got the premier high school football position. I was over there on the couch on AZ Audibles. You can also check that out on Fox Sports Arizona. And looking back on this year, I talked a little bit about, you know, giving a hand to the AIA this year because, quite frankly, I like this alignment. When you look at 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A, I 5A is always so stacked up and down, but I think that the other conferences now are so much more competitive when you look at the top four, top five, top six. You know, in the 6A, it's not just Chandler. Liberty and Queen Creek have moved up there and are showing out a little bit. Then you have Pinnacle and Highland and Perry still. When you look at the 5A conference, it's not just Centennial. Castile has really grown in that position. Then there's still Notre Dame Prep and Williamsfield. When you look at the 4A conference, it's not just Saguaro. South Point Catholic is doing really good. And that 5A school that moved down, a West Valley school, Desert Edge is giving them both fits. They played both of them this year. 3A conference, Northwest Christian with Castile gone is currently leading in the 3A conference. I really like what the conferences have moved to when it comes to competitiveness at the top. Well, guys, with this voice, I think that I'm through here for this edition of Best in the West. Let's take a look at your West Valley games in the final week of the regular season. Cactus at Peoria for the 33rd time. Sunrise Mountain at Centennial for what might be the first in a classic rivalry coming up soon. Pinnacle is visiting Boulder Creek. I wrote up a little bit about this in the notebook that you can see at sports360az.com. Westview at Valley Vista. And how about a two-way game? Tonopah Valley hosting Trivium Prep. I also wrote about that in the notebook this week. La Jolla Community High School hosting Tolleson. Copper Canyon hosting Chatto Ridge. Ironwood on the road against Raymond Askellas. Glendale at Dyser. Millennium at Independence. Verado will bring along Willow Canyon. Lake Havasu is on the road against Desert Edge. Apollo is at Sunny Slope. Moon Valley is at Greenway. And Barry Goldwater will take a visit to Agua Fria. Well, guys, one more time for the Best in the West podcast on sports360az.com. I am Devin Henry. Be sure to go and check out that notebook. Be sure to go check out the Cactus Peoria written piece and video piece on the website. Be sure to check out Brad Sesmap Football AZ. I'm on AZ Audibles this week. And also that Cactus Peoria package. There's so much West Valley stuff going on this week, and I hope you all have a really fun time. For one last time, I am Devin Henry. This is the Best in the West podcast. Tournament time. It's next week, baby. We'll see you then.